Trying to get the basics here. 2 Kings chapter number 4. You have your Bibles. Verse number 20. And when he had taken him and brought him to his mother, he sat on her knees till noon, and then he died. Amen. Praise the Lord. And when he had taken him and brought him to his mother, he sat on her knees till noon, and then died.
Yeah.
If the Lord would help us for just a few moments tonight, is what I have heavy on my heart since last night. Today, amen. And I thought once about just not preaching. Brother Tommy looked at me while I go and said, you better preach. I'm going to listen to my elders. Amen. Hallelujah. If God would help me for just a few moments, I'm going to preach tonight. When all your dreams are shattered. Amen.
Come on.
When all your dreams are shattered. Dreams are to humans what steam is to a locomotive. Did you know that?
Yeah.
Praise God. It's the fuel that permits, amen, one to finish today and to face tomorrow. Amen. It's hope. It's dreams. Amen. Without hope, it is almost impossible to live, survive perhaps, but you cannot live without hope. Amen.
Right.
Praise God. Amen. It is hope that makes one believe in the sunrise. Right. Believe that all things work together for good to those who love. Amen. God, that makes it possible to grasp that substance called faith. Amen. Hope can cause a pioneer pastor such as myself to plant a church. Amen. In an area where most folks did not believe it was possible.
Right.
That's what hope will do. Amen.
Yeah.
Hope will cause a parent, amen, to hold on to God for that rebellious and wayward child. That's what hope will do.
Yes.
Amen. Hope will cause that companion to pray for that lost companion. I was thinking as I was studying this, I told you before, but how Sister Marietta Williams prayed for 38 years for Rob to be saved. Amen. And I was there tonight, Brother George, that her husband that drunk and carried on all them years, but she had hope that one day God was going to get a hold of that lost husband. Amen. Thank God. I was there the night, amen, beer smelled all over his breath, but he knelt in an altar prayer and he gave his heart to Jesus. Amen. That's what hope will do. It'll cause you to grasp a hold of tomorrow. Amen. Thank God. But what happens, amen, when all of your dreams have died and have shattered? Amen. It is the story of the Shunammite woman that we call her, who experienced a sudden and devastating crash of her dreams. Amen. Did you know that just in one day's time, your life can drastically change?
Right.
That's all it takes, is just one day. Amen. This Shunammite was the home of a right here in the Shunammite town was the home of a rather well-to-do woman who showed hospitality to the man of God named Elisha. Remember that?
Yeah.
And after seeing Elisha in the village several times, this woman returned home and she told her husband, amen. She said, I perceive that this is a holy man of God which passeth by us continually. Let us make a little chamber, I pray thee, and let us set for him there a bed and a table and a stool and a candlestick, and it shall be when he cometh to us that he shall, amen, turn in thither. Thank God. I don't want to take too much of a sidetrack here. Amen. But here was a, amen, was a woman that believed in standing behind the man of God. Amen.
Come on.
Like I said, this ain't really my message here, but because we're going to find later, because this woman, amen, stood behind the man of God, not only did God bless her, but God bless your children. Amen.
Right.
And you know that the Bible teaches that God will bless your children's children. Amen.
Yeah.
Because you, amen, stand with God and stand with his man.
That's
hallelujah.
It.
Well, you tell me how that is, Brother Jason. Well, just one is just real short, and I got to finish my message. But over there in the Old Testament, you remember, amen, a man by the name of Aaron and Hur, who stood there and held the arms of the man of God, Moses, that day in battle when Moses, his arms were raised. Amen. Long as they were up, Israel prevailed. But when Moses began to get tired and his arms began to fall, the enemy prevailed and Israel began to lose in battle. So Aaron and Hur stood up there. Amen, Brother Anthony. And they held up the men of God's arms. Amen. Oh, yeah. Hur just kind of appeared on the pages of the Bible. And then he just faded away. Hallelujah. Yeah, we know Aaron. He was the start of the priesthood there. Amen. But amen. Because Hur stood, amen, with and behind and for the men of God. When God got ready to build a tabernacle, amen, some years later, do you know who God used? Amen, a man by the name of Bezalel. Hallelujah. You know who Bezalel was? He was the grandson of a man by the name of Hur. And God said, Hur, because you stood for me and you stood for my man. Amen. God, not only did I bless Hur, not only did I bless his children,
Pour
down my blessings upon his grandchildren. Hallelujah. Hey, God. So that's what we got here. This woman said, let's build the preacher a little chamber to stay in. And when the preacher's passing through, he'll be able to stop and sleep and get something to eat and rest his body. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. Amen. But you know what happened? Amen. In attempting to repay this great woman for her act of kindness, Elisha begins to talk to these folks and he said, I'd like to pay you back, but I don't have a lot of money. I like what that one preacher said. Hey, amen. Preachers don't have a lot of money, but their retirement is out of this world. Hey, God. He said, I ain't got a lot really I can repay you with, but oh, I feel there's a need in this home, and I'm praying God will answer that need. Hey, God. And this woman breaks down. I can see a tear, Brother Tommy, as it runs down her face. And she says, yes. Matter of fact, me and my husband's been married for a good number of years. He's an elderly man by this point. We farmed. We made a good living. But this house is empty. And we don't have any children. Amen. And the man of God said, about this time next year, when I pass through this area, it's going to be a little boy. Amen. Come into this house. Hallelujah. Hey, God. Oh, yes. Amen. And you know the story. The Bible said that just like the man of God said, a season of time came and God blessed his family with a son. Hallelujah. And in the time that son grew up and he was of age, and one day his father and the servants were out in the field reaping. Amen. And this son went out with his father. Amen. And the Bible said that he grabbed his head. Some commentators believe this young boy had a heat stroke. I don't know. I just know the Bible said that he grabbed his head and he said, my head, my head. And it appears that probably he lost consciousness. They ran him back to the house. And the Bible said they sat him on the lap of his mother. And there he sat while she no doubt got a cold rag and laid it on his head and prayed for him and nursed him the best that she could. Oh, and you know what happened? The Bible said him there on his mother's lap, he died. Oh no, it was a terrible day. Hey, God. Only thing this woman ever wanted was a young son, was a baby. That's all she ever cared about. And this day, her dreams were ruined. Amen. This day, her dreams were shattered. Amen. I come to tell you tonight, here's my message. I ain't going to preach there as long as I plan to. I come to ask you, what do you do? What is a child of God supposed to do when your world's upside down and your dreams have been diminished and your dreams have been shattered? Amen. Number one, the first thing she did, I love this, she went up. Listen to me. She went up. Amen. To that man of God's chamber, Brother Tommy. I love this. And look at what she did. She laid that dead son down in that preacher's bed. Hey, God. Amen. Those blessings are going to come back down the road one day. She laid him in that preacher's chamber. And she laid him on the bed. Hey, God. And here, not only did she just lay him there, I'm going to preach right here just a moment. But the Bible said, and she shut to the door. Hey, God. Amen. You know, a lot of times, the reason why we can't get over that thing that's got us down, we refuse to take our problem. Amen. Great God, to God. What was she doing? She said, hey, Lord. morning. I begged you to spare his life, but I did everything I could. So now the only thing that was left for me to do, I took him down and I put him in the hands of God. That's the only thing you can do when everything you've tried does not work out. When everything you begged God for, it didn't turn out like you thought. I come to tell you, Haman put it in the hands of God and shut the door. Did you hear me? Shut the door.
Come on, come on.
As long as you leave that door open, it's going to keep coming out. As long as you leave that door open, it's going to keep coming back. Haman bothering you. Shut the door and say, God, there ain't nothing I can do, but I know you can. I said, I know you can. Hey, hey, God, in heaven tonight, there is a measure of peace that comes with such commitment when we just leave it in the hands of God.
Yes.
Brother John, asked him to give me a verse tonight.
Right.
Ephesians chapter number 6. Ephesians chapter number 6 and verse number 13. How many times have we labored fruitlessly, berating ourselves because of our lack of dedication, maybe because of our lack of talent? Hey, God, we need to lay down those burdens and say, God, I remember about Tommy when we first started church, just me and Michelle and our mom and dad. Hey, God, that was a hard battle. I remember all those nights going home, amen, beating myself up, thinking, Lord, this will never work. I'm not good enough. We're not good enough. This ain't going to happen. This ain't going to work. Amen. Until finally, Brother Tommy, I realized, Lord, you called us to do this. In less than 1 year's time, he gave us this beautiful brick church. And I ain't just saying gave it to us. I mean, he gave it to us free of charge.
Yeah.
God gave us a beautiful building. And we moved in here from a storefront. And I found out, Brother George, that as long as I tried to make things work, they never worked out. But when I shut the door and said, God, I'm wearing myself
sick.
I worried so much, I got a bald spot on my head. I said, I worried so much. Hey, God, I caused ulcers in my stomach. But finally one day, I realized, God, you called me to do this, and if this is going to work out, I got to shut the door and put it in your hands. I come to tell somebody right here in just a few minutes, you got to make your mind up. I'm tired of wallowing with this. I'm tired of this fooling my mind. I'm tired of the devil stealing my peace. I want to put it in the chamber and shut the door. Get it, Brother John. Ephesians 6:13. I come to tell you there's a measure of peace that comes with such commitment when you just give it to God. Hey, God, did you know he can do a lot more about it than you can? Did you know he can do a lot more about it than you can?
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
I tell, we tell some of them there want to go. When we was eating, but Tommy, amen, Weston fell off that bed, knocked himself out. Me and Michelle was screaming. But George, he fell, he landed awkward. He kind of landed on his feet, but he went down on his knees. I think knocked the wind out of him.
Yeah.
And he got up, and he tried to cry, but he couldn't cry anyway. And he passed out. Well, at that time we had 4 kids, and that's the only one ever passed out. And me and Mom about passed out too. Hey, God, I'm a nurse.
Yeah.
And Sister Dottie, I knew what to do, but I said, shook up. I didn't know what to do. Amen.
Yeah.
Hey, God, I said, Michelle, call 911. You laugh at this. We've all made jokes of this. Call 911. What's somebody said, what's the number? That's what she said. That's what she said. What's the number? I said, 911. That's the number. Hey,
come on.
We sit around there and worry. Hey, we walked the floor 30 minutes. I live less than a mile from the fire station. 30 minutes. It's probably out giving Narcan to some nobody. Hey, about 30 minutes, my baby laying there. He finally come to. But he just laid there still as a mouse. I think now looking back, I think he was scared. He just laid there and we thought he's paralyzed. We thought he'd never walk again.
Come on, come on.
We were scared smack to death. And finally, you can. I said he can do more tonight than you can. Tell us what it says, Brother John.
Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God.
Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God.
That you may be able to withstand in the evil day.
That you may be able to withstand in the evil days.
And having done all.
Wait there. We're getting to the good part. And having done all.
To stand.
To stand.
Yes.
Woo.
Yes.
And having done all. What did he say, John? And having done all what?
To stand.
What?
To stand.
What?
To stand.
To stand. Hey, I come to tell somebody tonight, you've done all that you know how to do, including wearing yourself sick. It's time that you take it to God and stand and shut the door and let God take care of it. Right here on a Sunday night, that's what the Holy Ghost. I was just going to go on and preach this another night, but I felt the Holy Ghost tell me to tell somebody in this house. The devil said, your dreams are shattered. The devil said, it's never going to work out like you wished it would. But God said, take it to the chamber and shut the door and let me get a hold of it.
Amen. Yes, Lord.
All right, she shut the door, Brother Tommy.
Yep.
Amen. I got to move on here. I told you I wouldn't keep you long.
Come on, brother.
Great God. The next act of faith on the part of that Shunammite woman was she located the man of God.
All right.
Woo!
Yes.
I come to tell you tonight, we live in a world where the preacher ain't popular anymore.
Right.
We live in a world where folks don't think a whole lot of preachers anymore. Matter of fact, society, the government, they really rather wish we were gone.
Yeah.
We're a thorn in their flesh. But oh, Brother Anthony, this old woman knew that it was because of the man of God that she ever had a son to start with. And she knew it was because of being faithful to God that he ever answered a prayer to start with. And she called that young lad and she said, hey, saddle up the horses. We're going to find Elisha. Hallelujah. We're going to find that preacher. Hey! Now there's certain things right here at Good Shepherd Holiness Church that we can do. We certainly, amen, can pray and believe God for you. Oh yes, but please listen to me. Nothing, I said nothing, can ever take the place, amen, listen to this, of the local assembly in your life. Somebody said, well, I listen to this on the radio. I listen to this here, there, and yonder. Amen, I need, amen, a local assembly to come together, amen, with the rain like we had tonight.
Hello.
I looked up here and I see them sisters begin to raise their hand and begin to shout. I looked over and with his arms up. Hey, I looked out there and Brother George got to shout.
Yeah.
And Weston come up the aisle and he was doing that. Hey, I come to tell you, that's what we need. You need brothers. You need sisters. Because when you really
come on, need come on, come on.
That's who you need in your corner. You need somebody to help you pray it through. You need somebody to help you bear the burden. Hey, come to tell you, he's a burden bearer. You need a friend in your corner.
Glory.
Amen.
You're about to preach me to death. Hey, God. Hey, amen. Underscore that truth. You urgently need a local congregation and you urgently need Elisha in your life. That's why God put them there. I don't want to spend a lot of time here, but Brother Raymond, I am today who I am because I had a man of God in my life. Woo! Hey, he preached the fear of God in us. We was afraid to get out and do bad stuff. Hey, I testified with the church many times. I grew up, got saved at 13. It was just a blessing. blessings of God. I come out of a rough family. I've never smoked. I never drank. I never did all those things. God spared me from it.
Yeah.
Hey, God, I stared at my preacher, really. Amen. Worst thing I ever did was with his boy, my first cousin. My Uncle Doug had a garden, and Bill come out there, and he said, let's smoke us one. I said, what are we going to smoke? I already told you I never smoked a cigarette. He said, I don't know how come we're so dumb. Well, he's pretty dumb. He had an old brown piggly wiggly bag, and he took some corn silk out of my Uncle Doug's garden, and he rolled that corn silk up, Brother Anthony, and he said, take you a puff of that. That's good stuff. Hey, God, I'm glad I did. I was about 12, 13 years old. I took a puff of that. I coughed. I choked. I thought I was going to die. Hey, that was the Lord. When I got in school and they offered me a puff of that, no way in the world. I said, I ain't puffing on that. Last time I about died. Hey, yeah, I've been there. I was in school when they offered me drugs. I was in school when they offered those things to me. But hey, I had a man of God. I said, if I do that, he'll hang my hide. If I do that, he'll preach me to hell. I didn't want to go against God or his man. I come to tell you, it's important in your life.
Amen.
Yes.
Woo!
Praise God.
Woo! All right. You bless
you. Hey, Lord. So when your dreams are shattered, find Elisha. Get to him as quick as possible.
Yes.
It's God's plan. It's always been. Amen.
Yeah.
They don't need, people say, I don't need a church. My uncle told me that one time. I don't need a church. Amen. If he ever had anything, he's backslid now because he didn't have a church. Amen. If that's true, the Bible's a lie. If it's true that you don't need a church, this Bible's garbage.
Come on.
Amen.
Come on now.
You need a church.
Right.
Amen. You need an Elisha. It'll help you when your world shatters.
Amen.
Great God. Now, listen. I'm not done here. Now a very strange development takes place in our story. Elijah and his servant saw a cloud of dust coming down the road. And the prophet of God surmised that an animal was carrying the Shunammite woman. And he sent, great God, I'm thinking about it. Woo! Hallelujah. Amen. He looked down the old prophet of God and he seen the dust rolling and he told that young lad with him. He said, that's the Shunammite woman coming. Go out there and tell her that the prophet said, is everything well? Is it well with you? Is it well with your husband? Is it well with thy child? Listen to me. Here's my message. You're going to miss it. Hey, hey, God in heaven, here come that servant of God right in the meter. And he rode out, Brother Tommy, and he met the Shunammite woman. And he said, God said, is everything well? Is it all right with your husband? Is it all right with you? Is it all right with your son? Hey, God in heaven. I love the response of that Shunammite woman. She looked at the man of God and she said, it is well. It is well. I never understood that, Brother Anthony, until my world has been shattered. I never understood that until my dreams, amen, were knocked down. Hey, God, and I found out, amen, my dreams were not in something that I thought it was. She said, hey, I know my son is in the man of God's chamber, but I also know that there's a God in heaven. I also know that God is sitting on the throne, and as long as he is high and lifted up, everything's all right. I said, everything is all right. Stand with me in this house. Somebody help me up here with a song. I come to tell you, it's going to be all right. It's going to be all right, Brother Raymond. Hey, when I look behind me, it don't look like there's a lot of hope. When I look around me, it doesn't look like things are panning out like I wish they had of. But hey, you're looking at the wrong thing.
Yes, Lord.
It's wrong man. Here, King Uzziah died. He said, I looked and I seen him high and lifted up in his train field. Look at that.
Yes, right. Yes.
Hey, God in heaven. How about shout, Brother Harvey? Amen. He's still high and lifted up. And he's trained, Brother Anthony, filled the temple. Do you know what that means? In the Bible days, amen, a king would go out to battle, Brother George. And when he would win a battle, he would cut the skirt of the king of the enemy that he had victory over.
Right.
And he would sew it to his train. Hey, God, did you hear that? I said, did you hear that? Amen. He said, I see the Lord. He was high lifted up, and his train filled the temple. Amen. What was he saying? Look at all the battles that he had won. Look at all the victory that followed my king.
Come on.
I come to tell you, church, that's where he still is. He's still high and lifted up, and his train fills the temple. I come to tell you, hey, the devil said, you might as well give up. He said, you might as well quit. But God said, don't give up. Shut the door and put it in my hands.
Hallelujah.
Brother Raymond, I'm going to leave you with this.
Thank you.
I told Michelle yesterday morning, I got up with a burden on my heart. I'm on that little Marco Polo group, 10 pioneer pastors, 10 of us on there. And once a week, Brother Anthony, I'll let you listen to that. Last night, we was working on that trailer. Last night, somebody was chiming in on Brother Shannon got on there, pastor of Mississippi. I gave a little devotion yesterday morning. I'm not a crier, man. I broke down and cried on that. Holy Ghost spoke my heart. He said, you tell one of them pioneer guys out there, he's thinking about quitting. I don't even know them guys. We just know each other on Marco Polo. And I just tried to obey the Lord, Brother George. And I told one of them, I said, one of you brothers, you've been fighting this. The devil said, quit. You ain't making no impact. You ain't doing nothing. And I told Brother John, how you shook my hand the other night. I ain't just saying that meant $1 million to me.
Yes, sir.
John Turner shook my hand the other night. He said, Jason, I want you to know, son, I sure am glad and I'm proud that you're my pastor. Woo! And I told him, Brother John, about your story, about all you've been through lately. And I said, but he came and gave his heart to God and he's got saved. Amen. And the Lord has turned things around. Hey, God. And I told him, whatever you do, don't give up. If the Lord calls you to do a work, stand there for it. Stand. Amen. Stand in the work. Stay the course and don't quit. Amen.
Right. That's it.
Last night, Brother Shannon got on there pretty late. He said, son, he said, you'll never know what that meant to me. I didn't know this. He said, my oldest daughter left home. He said, I ain't talked to her in 10 months. I ain't seen her in 12 months. He said, the devil's told me many times, this church is the reason why that. Quit this church. Go here, don't do that. Amen, she'll come back home. He said, I went inside and I told my wife, I said, honey, listen now, listen to this. He said, we sat down. He said, we listened to that. He said, I ain't quitting. I ain't giving up. I'm going to hold on. Ain't the devil good at that? Ain't the devil good at painting a picture up to make you think, boy, it ain't never going to work out. It's always going to be gloom and doom. It ain't never going to be an uplift. Hey, that's what the devil says. Today in prayer. Hey, God. Amen. I said last night, I was going to preach a different message, but I felt the Holy Ghost deal with my heart and tell somebody that's going to be in this service right here tonight. The devil said your dreams are shattered and it ain't never going to work out. But God said,
yeah.
Amen. Put it in the chamber.
Hey,
shut the door. Go find the man of God.
Hey.
And it's going to turn around and it's going to be all right. Raise your hand, raise your hand. While they begin to play and sing. Hey, man, I ain't trying to pick or pat nobody. There's some folks right here I know. Brother Chuck, I've been preaching long enough to know the voice of God. There's some folks right here tonight. You need to get in this altar.
Come on.
And you need to tell the devil he's a liar. He's a liar. Come on, come on, come on. Great God. Come on, Brother Anthony. Who else? There's more in this house. The devil told you it ain't going to work out. The devil told you. Amen. You might as well give up. Come on, come on. Amen. Hey, right here's the chamber. Right here's the chamber. Go in there and go in the chamber and shut the door. Shut the door and let God. Amen.
Amen.
stand.